I asked whether you read the newspaper or not. I mean, we think, and we are right to think in a way, that if we wouldn't do anything, we would sit on our behinds, which lately what I am doing, by the way, I cannot move too much. That nothing will happen to me and I will be perfectly fine. Or if I go to my job and come back and eat my dinner and watch TV and go to bed, and it's a nice life and that's all what I want and that's fine and nothing will happen to me. And most of us, that's what we do, right? And we think nothing is happening to us. But is it true that nothing is happening to us? It's not true. I mean, our character, even our physical self, you know, that our health, no, it affects, you know, our lives very, very, very much so, which of course we don't realize till we catch cancer or ulcer or something like that. Yeah. Our children are going to the school across the street. Some other people's children are going to the public schools. When they graduate from the public schools, when they graduate from that school, there is a huge difference in those kids. So I'm just telling you the importance of the environment. If you don't know what's going on, if you are not in the right place, if you are in the wrong place, that's why I say, you know, a bad friend is much, much worse than 10 bottles of wine or whiskey or whatever you want. But we don't think about those things. A friend is a friend till he steals us, till he cheats us, you know, or till he curses us and beats us. Then it's too late. I cough at night. You cough and cough and cough and cough till the phlegm comes out. The other day I was reading a detective novel given to me by Zehra. I read detective novels. What I'm saying is that read even if detective novels. And I learned that the guy's mother precisely coughed at night, and somebody told him to take little sips of water. Tiny sips. It works. So I mean, even from I mean, it's important. It keeps me awake, right? I mean, I would take any medicine, pay whatever it is to make me at night to relieve from this. Three sips of water. I learned from a detective novel. Go ahead, don't read. Everyone, like my friend used to say, you can have the dog as your teacher. It's not only people, but I mean, one can learn from dogs, one learns from cats, from trees. You don't need a sheikh to talk to you, and I mean you can acquire knowledge from all sorts of things which happen during the day, because all these things which are happening are not, you think that it is a detective writer who has written this book, and you think Mr. Obama is doing this, you think Mr. ISIS is doing that, but all this what is happening is Allah's doing. And there is a great deal to learn from all what is happening, which are all exists around you, and also from your reaction to it. But we don't think. We don't meditate. We don't read. And once we get something which we know is the truth, we don't apply in our lives.
Baba, from my president said that people in this country should speak out more about Islam.
Yeah, they did?
It's like how they have it on TV and how all the politicians start speaking against Islam. They say they should have more Muslims speaking out about Islam in this country.
Başkan Obama şöyle bir şey söylemiş. Müslümanlar İslamiyet hakkında daha çok konuşmalı. Böylece İslamiyet daha fazla anlaşılır gibi bir şey söylemiş.
söylediyse doğrudur. If he said so, that's true, because it is said that a Muslim is both a murshid and a both a teacher and a student. But most importantly, like me, I am telling all those things. But if I would have been an example of doing the things which I am telling you to do, that would be much more effective than my just telling them to you. In fact, Muslims talk a lot. We were talking with my wife this morning. Every morning we sit down and talk. What else is there to talk except the dergah? I mean, we know a lot of people who really talk about, like I do, you know, about things to do, which are true, by the way, which one has heard somebody said, or one has read, you know, somebody said, and you just repeat it. But if you don't do any of it, then it has no effect. So I think instead of Muslims talking, if the Muslims would behave as Muslims are supposed to behave, certainly it will have a great effect, you know, in explaining Islam.
They should speak out like Giuliani. Giuliani say he's not a Muslim and he's not American.
Neymiş?
Obama.
Giuliani. Demiş ki ben ne Amerikalıyım ne Müslümanım demiş. Giuliani said that.
Ne demiş? Ben ne Amerikalıyım
ne
Müslümanım,
Müslümanım demiş.
He say he's not American.
Neymiş? İtalyan mıymış?
So what is he?
He said for Obama.
Obama için demiş. Obama ne Müslüman ne Amerikalı demiş.
He's a Muslim and he's not an American.
Obama Müslüman fakat Amerikalı değil demiş Giuliani.
Aha. Keşke öyle olsaydı.
So finally we got it right.
He's American.
I wish it was true.
Basically also Obama does not love America.
Evet, aynı zamanda Obama Amerika'yı sevmiyor demiş. Bunların hepsini Giuliani mi dedi?
Hepsini
Giuliani demiş. Vallahi how can I blame him? Gel bakalım gel. Bak o abiye git.
Thanks for coming. Come back.
One more. How do you open it?
Hitler wrote a book called Mein Kampf. Has anybody read it? Evet, ne dersin?
is a good book.
Huh?
It's a good book. I enjoy that book, actually.
Yes. Yeah, I think I was 17 or something. I read the book. And I'm the guy is insane, but the book doesn't sound insane at all. Yeah. So, I mean, there is always some truth in even crazy politicians when they say it. But you have to sort of precisely go to the inside it. Mein Kampf. Türkçesi var onun.
Kavgam.
Hı?
Kavgam.
Sen Türkçeden okudun. Hı. Ya, bu da ben nasıl eski komünistim, bu da galiba eski Nazilerden.
Mazeretim var diyor.
Aha, nerede mazeretin?
Okulda okumamız gereken, yani gereken derken önerilen kitaplardan birisiydi.
Okulda müfredat için önermişler. Okula git, hangi okula gidersen?
Ankara Siyasal.
Siyasal'da bu şey önerilen okunması tavsiye.
Baba, belki
nerede?
Mülkiye'de.
Mülkiye'de.
Aha,
tavsiye edilen kitaplardan.
Tabii.
Bizim hocalardan birisi aslında, evet. Yani tavsiye etmişti, yoksa okulun kendisini tavsiye etmişti.
Evet. Sen Mülkiye'ye gittin.
Ha. Mülkiye ne oluyor?
Ankara Siyasal.
Ha, Siyasal.
Yani diplomat olacaktı normal olarak Mülkiye'den.
Yani kamu
oluyor. Kamu idaresi.
Kaymakam
vali. Yani şimdi kalsaydı belki bakandı.
Çok milletvekili arkadaşım var aslında. Vali olan bizimle.
Sınıf arkadaşları vali, kaymakam, milletvekili olmuş.
Selamun aleyküm baba. You were saying that we should learn how to read. Read everything, science, chemistry, which comes to my mind that even animals learn from human beings like us. For saying that, it was one of the documentaries that comes to my mind that I saw the documentary on YouTube that a group of people with a gun, they went for hunting. So when they start hunting, they took a break. And when they took a break, happens to be that there was a monkey around them watching them hunting animals with their guns. So when they went for a break, they left the gun around. They went for a break. So the monkey come around, he took the gun, start shooting at them, not knowing exactly, just imitating what they were doing. So it's just the idea of that if we can learn, even animals can learn from us.
Öğrenmenin öneminden bahsettiniz diyor. Bir belgesel izledim internette diyor. O belgeselde avcılar ellerinde tüfekle ava çıkmışlardı diyor. Bir ara mola verdiler, tüfeklerini bıraktılar. Avcıların hayvanları nasıl kurşunladığını gören maymunlar, bunlar mola verince silahları alıp maymunlar bunları taklit etmişler silahlarla. Hayvanlar da bizi taklit ederek öğreniyor diyor. Yani öğrenmeyi hayvanlar bile yapıyor.
Doğru. Doğru. Doğru. You're right. we can change the subject. Anybody has anything else to talk about?
You talk about knowledge, Baba. When Allah gave the knowledge to Abraham and our prophet, the knowledge He gave them was to feed the poor and help the poor people and give charity and so on. He didn't give them no PhD or anything to that they could read it.
Neymiş?
Allah-u Teala Hazreti İbrahim'e ilimi verdiği zaman fakirleri doyurmasını, zayıflara yardım etmesini öğretti. Bu ilmi verirken yanına bir de doktora sertifikası vermedi Allah-u Teala.
Evet.
Bana mı taşıttı?
Hayır, yok, güzel güzel that none of the prophets had the doctorate degree. The invention of the doctorate degree is when men started specialization with the Industrial Revolution. Late 18th century, 19th century it started. The technical knowledge became so intricate and so even in my youth, I remember Dr. Burhaneddin in Antalya. He used to do everything. He used to do surgery, but serious surgery. You know, sünnet de yapardı. Sünneti neydi İngilizcesi?
Circumcision.
He used to do circumcision. Yeah. Dr. Burhaneddin, and he used to also make appendicitis operation. But now, you go to a dentist, you know, he can fill your teeth, but he cannot pull your teeth. You have to go to a specialist, you know, who knows how to pull teeth. Things became very intricate and very complicated, and pulling a teeth was just pulling a teeth, but not anymore. You know, it became really very complicated and very very difficult. So there is a specialist in pulling teeth. There is a specialist of foot doctor, and a doctor which sort of specializes from here down here, and from here down here, and from here down here. You know, all these kinds of things. And the same thing in every field. That's where the doctorate comes from. But that doesn't mean people who have got doctorates know anything except the thing which they have got the doctorate in. And when you go to my heart doctor, when I cough, he sends me to the lung doctor. He cannot.
But if you drink a bottle of water, yeah, there will be no doctor.
Which is good, in a sense.
But they used to put a thread by the teeth and pull it out. Tie the thread to the teeth and pull it out.
Eskiden dişe ip bağlanırdı.
Evet, kapıya bağlanırdı. That's right, then you open the door and you pull your teeth, right? And then it got infected and you died. I mean, all my family died at the age of 60, and look at me, I'm at the age of 90 and I'm still here. Thanks to the guys with doctors.
Mehmet'in bir sorusu var.
I'm still in biology and we are observing that these systems, cells in our body and in other cells around, are very complex, very complicated. And still people can believe these can happen themselves. So these are a result of a coincidence, evolution in other words. I have difficulty, I don't tell them because it's a delicate situation, but I have difficulty believing how they make themselves believe into such a complex system to arise itself. Can you explain how can it happen?
Ben biyolojik sistemler üzerinde çalışıyorum. Biyolojik sistemler hücreyi çalışıyor. Hücrenin yapısı çok kompleks bir yapı diyor. Kendi kendine çoğaltması. Bunlar bu o kadar kompleks ki bunların tesadüfen ortaya çıkmasına inanmak mümkün değil diyor ve ben etrafa baktığım zaman birçok aklı başında doktora sahibi bilim adamının bunun bir tesadüf sonucu ortaya çıktığına inanıyor.
Evet.
Ben onların nasıl buna inandığına inanamıyorum diyor. Bana bir şey verebilir misiniz? Hani bunlara nasıl inanabilirim? Bunlara nasıl
exactly what we were talking about, you see. That the specialization is one item. By the way, comes, this is not new. This comes from the good old Greek philosophy. I mean, the success of the Greeks, imagine 2,000 years ago or more, was that what they did is that they isolated a certain situation, both in philosophy or science and everything, no? And that was the world. You know? So they concentrated all their efforts of understanding and solving the problems of this one little section, you know, of the universe. Yeah? And they excelled in it, really. I mean, in their architecture, in their philosophy, in their theater, you know, in philosophy and science, they did excel. And so the specialization now is this. You know, they isolate, you know, one situation, and they work on it, and they cannot go outside of the frame. Yeah. So that's what you are complaining about. Yeah. While there is a divine order, you know, in the universe. There is no question about it. And you cannot isolate one thing, because everything is you are cutting them off. Their influences on other things, and you know, influences of other things on it. Well, in the Quran and in Islam, and we sebep biliniyor, müsebbip giden yok. Anlatabiliyor muyum? Yani sebebe bakıyor, müsebbibi aramıyor. Yani you understand that?
Sebep müsebbibi.
Baba, you said you read the book about Hitler. What was the war here? He fought a war against the Jews?
It was not a book about Hitler, that was Hitler's book.
Neymiş?
Hitler'in kitabını okumuşsunuz diyor. Hitler'in kavgası Musevilere karşı mıydı diyor. O kavgam kitabında
gibi. O kadarını bilmiyorum. O kadarını bilmiyorum. Hitler aşağı yukarı onları mağlup etmiş ve mağdur etmiş dünyaya karşıydı. Ha? Ve hınçlarını Yahudilerden aldılar yani. Ha.
talking about. I have a question actually about God's actions, Allah's actions. There's a lesson to be learned in everything He does. And when innocent people were killed, and we think that there is something to be learned from it, but the people were killed, especially like kids, for example, last year or year before, 20 some kids were murdered, you know, in Connecticut, I believe, or last week in Turkey, this poor kid, 20-year-old girl was raped and burned. So when you think of those who died, are they sent or are they born and just to just for their parents or the people around them to teach them how to cope with the situation, or I just think of those who died at the end and what is their mission in life?
Hayatımızda Allah'ın tecelliyatından bir şeyler öğrenmeye çalışırken öyle olaylarla karşılaşıyoruz ki, mesela masum çocuklar, masum insanların katledilmesi, öldürülmesi gibi. Bunların hikmetini anlamak bizim için çok zor diyor.
Zor değil, imkansız.
Acaba bunların hayatları, etrafındakilere bir şey öğretmek için feda edilmiş hayatlar mıdır? Buradan alacak dersim, benim alacağım bir ders var mıdır?
The lack of knowledge which we are talking about and the necessity of acquiring knowledge is precisely to prevent doubt. Under the present circumstances, with the extremely limited knowledge which we have today, almost 90% of what is happening, including the greatest minds I am talking about, you know, that for instance he is working on cells, right? I mean, the greatest minds are incapable of figuring out what the hell is going on. Therefore, the advice of my sheikh is things which is absolutely flagrant and clear. Yeah. For instance, the division of the cell, you know, to from 1 to 2, from 2 to 4, etc., etc. It is a fact in itself. Right, but there are certain things which you cannot figure it out like that, like what you're talking about. You know, when you look around, there are all these disasters and catastrophes, and in fact, I mean, how often, you know, when our mothers or our fathers or our wives or husbands or our children die, many people abandon religion. What kind of a God are you, you know, killing my child? Yeah. While death is a part of law of nature. I mean, people get born and they die. You know, it's a huwal baqi. It says only Allah is eternal, right? But why my mother or my child? You know, but it's okay if it is your child, but you know, why? I mean, but there's a great lesson in that too. I mean, when precisely through knowledge, I said that the last level of ittika, you know, of the trust in God, is, you know, when you are selfless. So it's okay, you know. The thief comes and kills my child because I trust in him. There must be a reason which escapes me. maybe at that point, because that I said that at that point starts the love of God. You know, and for the love for the beloved, that one does all sorts of sacrifices. And anything precisely on that one subject, which I'm very glad you brought that subject in. Anything which induces resentment, anger, denial, or doubt, is absolute. I mean, that's what evil is. That's what evil is. Other your inner evil, your nafs-i ammare, or exterior evil. Bir abdest daha alıp ne güzel bir gece 3-4 abdest alıp ondan sonra zikrullah'a kalkalım. Did you hear what I said? By the way, this answer to that question of extreme importance in the acquiring of knowledge. Anything which comes to your mind, for instance, when making your prayers is not necessary. Or why should I make my prayers? Or why can't I not make my own kind of prayers instead of, the usual one which we have to follow? Once an idea of like that comes, doubt or denial, that's what evil is. That's what the devil is. Nothing more, nothing less.